Every Monday morning here on Current State, we are happy to be joined by MLive Media Group reporter Angela Wittrock for a look at what's going on in the Lansing business community. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. Good to have you back on the show today. Last Friday, you had a story about the real GDP in the Lansing, East Lansing metro area, looking at things like GDP increasing over the past few years. But once the dollar figures were adjusted for inflation, it turns out that the local economy actually contracted.
That's true, yeah. Looking back over the past 4 or 5 years, as the numbers from the Bureau of Labor federally found, it looks like dollar-wise there was a tremendous amount of growth in the region. Of course, once you adjust those numbers for inflation, what we found is that the economy actually contracted locally by a factor of 0.52%. It's not a huge amount, but it's pretty notable when you consider that the majority of labor markets in the U.S. did actually experience growth, and Lansing region did not. And what we found actually was that the reason for that was led by a decrease in spending in the government sector. So you figure some of those jobs that were cut in 2010, et cetera, almost 1% of the GDP loss was due to that.
And we're talking about not just state government, but local government jobs too, right?
Right. Yeah. The entire government sector contracted quite a bit.
All right. Does that tell us anything about the future?
Well, I think what it says is that, you know, it's always been important for local economies to diversify. Places like Lansing that are heavily, we have the state capital here, heavily dependent on jobs that are state government related and state government proper. So what does need to happen is something that, you know, Mayor Virge Bernero and economic development agencies like LEAP have been really focused on, is finding lots of ways to what they call grow the pie, so you're not dependent on any one industry that, you know, may or may not sustain you for very long.
One of the other stories you've been looking into is salaries of local school superintendents.
Yes, we have a story up this morning looking at how much school superintendents are making when you consider their salary and their entire compensation package. The story is based on a database put together by the Mackinac Center. They're a conservative think tank out of the Midland area. And what they determined was that Lansing School District's Superintendent Yvonne Kamul-Knall actually makes the 10th highest amount of money in the state when you factor in her retirement package, et cetera. That's pretty much on par with the amount of students in the area. We have the 12th highest enrollment statewide, but it is kind of a revelation when you see how much money goes into salary versus other things like retirement, healthcare, et cetera.
What were you able to discover about other local superintendents?
They're notable? Further down the list. East Lansing and Okemos make substantially less when you factor in the amount, the total compensation package. The salaries aren't tremendously different. I think the Lansing School District superintendent's salary is around $140,000. That's kind of the average. It's the compensation that differs. And of course, Okemos and East Lansing have about a fourth the enrollment. So, if you wanted to break it out per pupil, you're getting a lot more bang for your buck out of the Lansing School District than you are East Lansing.
Local gas prices have been spiking recently. I think getting close to $4 a gallon is something we've become a bit accustomed to in the summer months, but not in the winter. What do you know about that?
Well, the gas prices are thankfully down as of this morning. The state, or the average in Lansing, actually went down to $3.80 this morning, as opposed to $3.93 last week. So it seems like quite a break. It's a 13-cent drop, but it's still pretty painful. And the reason for that, I guess, is that we've seen a lot of refineries closing. They're either offline for maintenance or they're just closed because they can't make enough money. It's a pretty slim profit margin. So it's highly unusual to have prices this high in the dead of winter, but it looks like it could go on.
We're used to knowing about the transition to the summer formula for gasoline, and that the price is always going to be a little more expensive in the summer. So being this high in the winter, does that bode ill for the summer prices we're expecting?
You would hope that no. You would hope no. But we expect some of these refineries to come back online, the ones that are down for maintenance, and perhaps some new refineries would be opening up. But otherwise, it's a pretty volatile market right now for oil, so could go either way.
Later this week, the Lansing Financial Health Team will be issuing its recommendations to Mayor Bernero. What are we hearing about that in advance of that report?
What we're hearing in advance is a whole lot of nothing. They're pretty close to the vest, pretty tight-lipped. I tried multiple times to buttonhole some of the folks on that team, and they all referred me back to no comment. But what we have heard tangentially is that they're recommending everything. It could be from privatizing services like parking, like trash, to expanding services like trash so that it's all publicly provided. So really what we're seeing are the possibility of recommendations that run the gamut. I don't know if we'll see huge recommendations in adjusting retirement or healthcare benefits, but you can bet those will probably be on the table. The extent to which the Bernero administration will adopt them in the coming budget is really the big question.
How soon will we know what's in that report? Right away, or does the mayor have some time to consider its contents before we hear more about it?
David Hollister, who's the chair of that team, did say that he will give the report to Mayor Bernero hopefully around the 1st of March. That does not mean that we in the media will get it or that the city council will get it. We're hoping to find a way to kind of force their hand a little bit so we can get a look at it, but it could be that we don't see it at all. Or that we don't see it until after the budget's been nailed down.
One last real quick question. Does having former Mayor Hollister chair that panel add any weight to its contents?
I think it does. I think we see that Mayor Bernero is very comfortable with Hollister and with his recommendations. And, you know, he is sort of the elder statesman of the city.
All right. Always good talking with you, Angela Wittrock, a reporter with the MLive Media Group. Thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Scott.
And you're going to be in this chair on Thursday, right?
I will. I'll be in the hot seat.
Excellent. It's my place today, yours Thursday.
That's right. Put my name there.
Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.